Okay, I just want to go through some of the halachas that negate to Purim. In short, just to get us back into it. So we'll start with Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is on the 13th of Adar. And the Shmur brings down, Kibi Mei Mordechai Ve'Esther, Nikalu B'Yam Yudgim of Adar. It was on the 13th of Adar that they gathered together to fight the war and to protect themselves. They needed to ask for rachman, for mercy, and they had to be mispal for tachnunim, for chinun from the Rabbi Shnei, to help them when they take revenge of their enemies. Now, umatzino, very interesting. Umatzino, kishayu b'yay mochama. We find that when they were on the day of mochama, they would fast. Where do we find that? By Moshe Rabbeinu, because when Moshe Rabbeinu fought with Amalek, he fasted that day. Im kein bevadai gam b'yay mochama im san b'yisayim. I mean, we don't even have any clear makara that they fasted that day. It's from a dik that since Moshe Rabbeinu fasted, which we know from a medrash, so mistama they also did it. Now, this is very important because if one does not have this in mind, they miss the whole Tainus. The idea of the Tainus is kidei lizkor, in order to remember, Hashem Yisbaruch roye v'shemeya kol ish beis tzarasoi. Hashem Baruch Hu hears each person at a time of a tzara. He hears and sees a person at the time of tzara, kashe is ana, when he fasts, v'yoshuv al Hashem, and he returns to Hashem, with tshuva b'chol vavik, mashasa b'yomahim. That we have to remember that when a person, he fasts and does tshuva, and davens to Hashem, then Hashem will hear him. And that's the purpose of Tainus Esther, right? We have Tanesim, some Tanesim because of a chorben, Tainus Esther is for this lesson. And the Levush adds on another Knechev. He says, just like if we're being Mekayim Purim as a Zecha for the Neis, so then you need to also, he says, Gamkin Tzrichon on the last is Kimoisam. If we want to remember the Neis, we need to do what they did. Be'inyin HaTainus V'Aslichas V'Atechnunim. Call This is what you're only going to take the good and not the bad. You're just going to party and not do the other part, which is the fasting. You got to do it all. And the truth is, if you take a look at the Rambam, I'm going to take a piece of the Rambam in the beginning of Sefer Mada when he has the Minyan Mitzvahs. There's a few different places where the Rambam has Minyan Mitzvahs. One of them is over here at the beginning of Sefer Mada. So He, at the end, he asked a question. He asked a question. Then how is it? How? It's not here. He asked a question. How is it that the mitzvahs that the Rabbanim made are not Baal Tosif? Not in this one. Okay, so you take a look over there at the Rambam, and it's supposed to be over here. So he answers over there the question, and he mentions that the whole idea of the Mikra Megillah is the same idea, is to know and to remember that when we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He listens to our tefillahs. And He saves us from our tzaras. That's the whole idea of Purim. Okay, the meaning is to be marba and tefillah and to say tehillim. Brought down the Sefer Kavah Yosha, Simchat Tzadi Zayin. The Kapitel Chof Beis is a special segula to say it on Tainus Esther, which is the Lam Zeich Aliyas HaShacha, Keli Keli Lam HaZavtoni. Okay, the Ramah brings in that this Tainus is not a chayva, therefore it's easier to be mekel on in it when there's a tzairich for it, like pregnant, nursing, people that are weak, to be mekel. If anyone has any situation, they should ask a shayla, because there's a lot of room to be mekel over here. Then we have the meaning of machzis hashekel. The meaning of machzis hashekel is to give before Purim a half of the coin, which is the set coin in that place in that time, as a zecha for machzitz a shekel. So v'yin etzol would be a half a shekel. And even though in the Zman HaMikdash they only gave one of these coins, our minhag is to give three, because there's three times Truman Pashas Kisisa. And there are those that ask if you give from Maisa, since it's a chayva, so you don't give it from Maisa anything, which is a chiv, you don't use from Maisa. And there are different days whether we give for women and for children. Those are different days. The minig is to give it on Tainus Esther before Mincha, in order that this, based on the Gemara Brachas that Vavam base, in order that it should be tztaka with the Tainus. Right? The Gemara says over there, Igra the Tanisa, the tztaka, the Schar of Tainus is giving tztaka, so the two come together as a kapara. If someone did not give it before, they still could give it on Purim. If someone did not give it over Purim, it's not clear on the Paiskin whether he still gives it after Purim or not. Okay, then we have the halacha of Kriyas Megillah. A person is mechuyav to read or to hear the Megillah twice, once at night, once in the morning. The zman of the night, the zman of the night is the whole night. The zman of the day, lechatzchilu, starts by Netzach Ham until the end of the day. If he did read it from Olam Rishach, is Yotza, but the Ikar Mitzvah is the Ikar Mitzvah of the Kriya is during the day. Some learn that at night it's only Midrabanan, Midrabe Seifrim. There's some Seifrim which one says maybe it's Minatayra, but definitely the night, the way the Mishmur takes on and other places stay on, that at night it's a Midrabanan, during the morning it's a Midrabe Seifrim. Therefore, the Midrabe Seifrim usually has like the Choymer of a Deraisa, and therefore, in case of Sveikis, will be more makel on a suffix at night than during the morning. There's a special in of Reiv Am HaDizmech to go to the show where there's more people, and unless you have a Makim Kavua. If you have a Makim Kavua in the show, even if it's the less amount of people, you should daven over there. And Bechlal, during the Kriyas Megillah, it's brought down, it's far from the Kisvei Reed, there's a Shefa that comes down, which a person can be Zechet Yeshuas and Refus. It's also to eat or even to drink before you hear his Kriyas Megillah at night and during the day. Water is mutta. In the morning, if someone needs a coffee, they can be mekel also with a coffee, especially if it's before Nates. The Baal Kairei should stand when he reads. If he's reading at home, he does not have to stand because there's no Indian of Kavod Tziv over there. And like, let's say with the ladies' minyanim, he does not have to stand. But at Shul, the Bakari stands. The Bakari, when he reads the Megillah, he should be mechavin to be mighty everyone else. And the Shemeya also, the ones that are listening, should be mechavin to be yaitza with their listening. If you forgot to be mechavin to be yaitza, or the Bakari forgot to be mighty, you yaitza be the Eved, because we say, Stam the Milsa was lahitzi velatzis. The question is, the Magen Avraham brings on Tshuva to Rashba. Sha'alta im tzarech Hashem elchavim chol tevatei v'shmi osai. Do you have to hear every word? Do you have to be mechavim? Do you have to be mechavim by every word? And there's a machlekes had to learn up this Magen Avraham. You take a look at the Levush Yisrael on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, and others. How and in Mishbrura, it's mashma like the Aruch Shulchan. Agaparim, bottom line is that there seems to be like four levels of hearing. And this is true by Kiddush Friday night and other times when you need to hear the words. There's one level where your mind is totally gone. You're somewhere else to the point that if someone will tap you on your back, you'll be like, whoa, what's going on here? Where am I? Then you're not Yetzer. The second level is where you hear there's something going on around you, but there's no concentration at all on what's happening. That also, you're not Yaitza. The third level is where I hear what's going on, and I know what's going on. I know they're reading the Megillah, and I'm hearing the Megillah, the words are going in. I'm just not understanding, not paying enough attention to understand each word. My finger is moving across, and I'm following everything. I'm Yaitza. There's a fourth level where I hear it and I understand it and I'm mechavet each word. That's already half of a fellow, as Shlomo Zalman used to say.
Are you to the second level, Megillah?
Nope. Me'ikra Adin, if you heard or read Roiv from the Ksav and the rest from a Chumash, Yaitza, Chatchila, everything should be from a Kasher Megillah. If you're Mesupik, if you heard the word, so then, if you heard the word or not, so then, if you're following with your finger, so Bashas, you could assume that you are already on the level of the third level, that you heard it and you don't have to worry about it. Lel Purim, we said you could be more Mekel if you're Mesupik, if you heard every word or not, you don't have to worry about it. It's the Savit Rabban Kula. But during the day already, where it's Midirei Kabbalah, which is more Chomer, so then already we have to dan up if your Suffolk is a real Suffolk or not, but if it's a real Suffolk, you may have to hear it again. Now, the Chatchila, one should not speak from the Brachas in the beginning. Oh, I didn't mention, the people listening should stand by the Brachas, but there's not brought down any specific Indian for them to stand B'Shas the Kriya. But the Makari should be careful that everyone starts moving their chairs. He has to start the Kriya a little so there won't be such a hefty between the Bracha and the Kriya. But he has to wait until people settle down if there's noise from the chairs. Ba'akapanim, a person should be quiet from the beginning all the way to the end. And at night we make Brachas afterwards. We say, Hare Rivenu. And one should be quiet until after that bracha, which means that the Megillah, they spread the Megillah out like a geris, back and forth, and then we roll the Megillah up, and then we make the bracha. So just because they finish doesn't mean they're finished yet. You have to wait until they roll it up, and then they make the bracha before you speak. If someone did speak in middle, the diavad is yaitza. Now, If you're leaning for your friend or you're leaning in the house for women, you don't have to roll the Megillah like Igaris. That you don't have to do. Now, how about Ben Yudal and Ben Tezvos? So let's speak like this. If let's say you have someone over here, right, one of us, we live in Yerushalayim, and we want to go to, we'll use Bnei Brak as the example of Ben, of Yudalit. So you want to go to Bnei Brak. So if Wednesday night you have Das, in the beginning of the night, I'm going to Bnei Brak and I'm going to be there Thursday morning by Alois HaShacha, which I think is around 4 something. I'm going to be there by Alois HaShacha. So then you're Chayv and Megillah already Wednesday night, and you'll have to have the Megillah Thursday morning also, and with the Mitzvah Sayyim of Yud Dalet. If when the night starts, Wednesday night, my Das is that I'm not going to be there by Alois HaShachar, I will not be in Bnei Brak by Alois HaShachar, then you're not chayiv in Yudalit, and you'll be chayiv in Tezvav when you're here for Tezvav. Whether a person could be chayiv in two Purims or not, it seems to be perhaps a machlekes Baal Yishami, because the Yishami discusses it, the Baal does not discuss it. But practically, the Yishami had what to discuss because they had places of Yudalit as well, as opposed to Bavli didn't. So that's why probably the Bavli doesn't discuss it. Therefore, it would seem that it's possible that a person could be mechayiv himself in two perms. Whether the person could pater himself from two perms, Pasht is not, but there is a tzad like that. Okay, then we have the mitzvah of Matan Zev Yainim. Do we leave a message outside that in case Mashkiach comes, he should tell us?
He usually walks through here.
Oh, he walks through here? Okay, good. Fine. So then we have the mitzvah of Matan Zev Yainim. The matan sev yoinim, the zechiv on every person to give at least 2 matanas to 2 ani, meaning 1 to each ani. 1 matana to ani A, 1 matana to ani B. A matana to each one. The chatchila should be given to him on the day of Purim, meaning it should come to the hands of the ani on Purim. And b'shem Rav Moshe, it could be given to him even before Kriyas Megillah. And l'chatchila ben yedalet should give two matanis to a ben yedalet, and a ben tezvav to a ben tezvav. The share matanis of Yehinim in Shulchan Aruch has not brought down any share. The Mashah of Masechta Megillah says that it's not enough pruta, you need a matana chashuva. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Mishim the Ritva that a share matana is a pruta. And that's what seems like from the Stimas of Mishnah Berurah that doesn't bring any other shittas, seems like he was going with the Ritva that it's a share pruta, which is not that much. However, the Shari Tshuva brings down that it's a share of three beitzim for each evyon, which with a dollar you could be yaitza. It's brought down for a Moshe Feinstein that at least a dollar to each evyon. The Minig Olam is not like the day of pruta. The Minig Olam is like the Shari Tshuva, which is, and also not like the third sheet of Matana Chashuva that we mentioned, the Mashah. The Minig Olam is like the Shari Tshuva, which is a small Seuda, which is around 5 to 10 shekel, between 5 and 10 shekel. Someone who wants to give a Matana Chashuva, 20 shekel is the Matana Chashuva. Someone wants to give more, can give more. The amount of money that you're using to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, that should not be from Maisa. Other tzedakas that you're giving, that could be from Maisa. Okay. Then we have the dinner of Emedaktik and Vemois Purim, Al Komi Shapashiyade, Lito, Nois, and Loi. And there are places where they were not given to give to Goyim. Brought down also, right, that this Indian is going on Tefillah also. Kol Paisha Yodei to Rebbein Shleilam. Then we have Sudas Purim, the mitzvah Sudas Purim, which is mitzvah laharbeis with Sudas Purim. There's mitzvah to be marbe with Sudas Purims. However, one Suda is enough, and it should be during the day. The person should be mechavin by the Suda. Also, again, the person should be mechavin, the shame mitzvah. Because that's a zecha for the nace that took place through the Sudas, through the Mishtais. Mishbru quotes it from the Rishayim. And the Ramah says, Toiv lo mait kaidem ha-Suda. It's good to learn a little before the Suda to get in some learning. And the Suda, again, like we said, the Suda that's made at night, that you're not being Yotzi Chiv, it's brought down there at night. Also, Yismach v'yabek tzas b'Suda. Yimarbe a little with Suda. Now, there is machlekes if there's a chiv to eat passed by the Suda Sayyim or not. One should try to be mahadar and eat pass. Therefore, if one forgets to say al nisim, they would not have to say over Berachas HaMazon. During the day. The Rambam brings down Keta Chayves Suda Zu Sheyach Basa V'Yisakin Suda No Kfi Asher Timsa Yodei. So you see from here that to eat meat is a minute to eat. To eat meat, some people have a minute to eat kreplach because the meat is covered. It's like hidden, like the nace. The zman of the Suda also, there's different shitas. Earlier or later in the Paiskim, to have two Sudas, one earlier, one later, to have most of it during the day, or different Shitas in the Paiskim. Wine is based on Chai Vinish Lev Simi Por Yad La Yada, each person will, the Ramah and the Kitz Shachar Chsimplan, there's no Chivlis to get too drunk, just drink a little more than what you used to and then go to sleep. B'shem Rav Moshe, it's brought down in Moed Yishurim that you could even use other mashkin that are mishaker, you could be yetzichiv with. Now, what happens if someone's going from place to place and he wants to drink wine each way, he wants to make a l'chaim with everyone? Right? The Rambam's meduik should be done b'tay chasuda. But he wants to use, he's being machmer like the other sheet is the whole that doesn't have to be during the suda. He wants to make a, or he started a suda in the morning and it's laharbis b'suda. The suit's going the whole day. But anyways, so if someone's going from place to place drinking wine in each place, so the chatchila, you should try to drink in each place less than revis, which is 3.3 ounces, and it'll make a bar of in each place. But the evidence if he drank revis, So then he can be samech on the bracha he made in the first place, and then he'll just make Aleh Gefen at the end. The Hamik Shela from the Netziv, he writes that he brings down, he says, there's a special inyan over here in this Seuda. He says that the inyan of Adela Yoda is a chedek of the Suda's Purim. It's a chetimsa to get to the Lahoides. Like the dig they make from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the next mitzvah is Mishlech Manes. That a person should send two monies again during the day, at least two monies to one person. Chatchila should be monies that can be eaten, that they're tzarech for the suda, and over here money doesn't work. You do not have to be makpet to send it through a shliach. You don't have to be. Should be portions that are right to be eaten, not that you have to start cooking the chicken or shechting the chicken and or if it's frozen, it should be ready. It could be you have to heat it up. Nothing wrong if you have to heat it up or you have to put some hot water in it to make it right. But it shouldn't be such a process to do it.
Can you give something milchik? Because it should be.
You're allowed to have the suda's last start off with milk and go to flesh. But if it's a meal type food, then yeah. Okay, then we have the mini of customs that's brought down in Ramah.
Do they make different brachas?
What? No, there's no such thing. No, I shouldn't say that. From the nidainim of all the achainim, they're all dining up. If you can have two slices of meat, if you have two types of meat, two different parts of the animals, if you have, so you see from there, from all their nidainim, that they weren't concerned with the two brachas. Maybe there is any, I don't know. But from the paiskim, it's clearly mashman, not like that. Okay.
It has to be a real type of food?
I'd say it has to. Said it's right that it should be.
Is right.
Not bidi ever, it's in bidi ever either. Try to say one thing. What you could do is by breakfast, that you could take your bread and the thing and give it to your friend, he'll give you back. You can make it then. Fine. The Ramah brings down the meaning about dressing up on Purim, and then we have Al Nisim in Tefillah. If someone forgets Al Nisim, you do not go back. And Melacha, there's this and Melacha, there's a meaning not to do Melacha on Purim. There are those that are Matil Lel Purim, something where there's a Hefsid or Prakmatia, but a real Melacha or Melacha's Mitzvah might be Mota, but stop to do melacha, one should try not to do on Purim, everyone should have a fairly important.